Mutes Radio rocks.
There's a lot of warmth and love in the room. Welcome Charlotte, ladies and gents. Hey, they love you. And why wouldn't they? I'm going to ask you a very personal question to start with.
Okay.
But if you're not happy answering, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I hope you do. How much do you weigh right now?
I weigh 8 stone 0.8.
Right, I've had bigger breakfast, but that's fine. What did you weigh, let's say, about a year ago?
13.2.
This young lady here has lost 5 stone. How incredible is that? That, Charlotte, is absolutely amazing. And there are people out there that would give their right arm for that. I mean, that's not 5 stone. But first of all, how did you get into the situation where you were 13 stone in the first place? How does that happen? Something, because you're, what, 16, 17?
Yeah. Well, basically, all of a sudden, my body just started taking gluten, dairy and all that, which I had been allergic to all my life. So I binged out on lots of food. And then I got a wake-up call from my granddad when we were driving home. And he was asking about my mum and how she was. And I said about my mum doesn't eat that much. Complicated. And then my granddad said, yeah, you probably shouldn't eat so much because you wouldn't be so podgy. And he podged my stomach and it kind of broke my heart a little bit. So
that's terrible. But it was also the motivation too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. But he also followed by, we went out for a meal and at the Harvest Inn I was going to get the big rack of ribs. I was so excited. Hell, he yeah. Gave me the child's menu and said I should probably eat something small.
That's not the best way to go about it, is it?
No.
Oh. No, but I guess, I mean, how old is your granddad?
He's, I should probably know this, 69, I think.
So the point is, he's actually trying to look out for it. And in his head, he's probably trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, he's
because my mum does that too. Yeah. You put on some weight, haven't you, Paulie? Yeah, shut it, mum. I'll do that. But it's true, and you know, it's a sort of a motivation, but it's made the difference.
Yeah, so it definitely has.
How did you go about it?
Well, I started to cut down on the foods which I was eating. I became allergic to dairy again, so therefore I took out dairy and replaced it with soya milk, almond milk and different alternatives. And then sugar was making me, I turned out to be allergic to sugar.
Wow.
And then I ended up going back to being celiac again. So I ended up being allergic to all of that, so it kind of limits what you eat. And then I found different things such as paleo and eating clean, and I just feel so grateful doing it. I had a bit of a scare about 2 months ago, I think it was, where I stopped breathing because I ended up being allergic to some more stuff. And my body just shut down and I got rushed to hospital. So that was a big wake-up call to not eat bad again and just eat clean and
change your lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
See, Richie and I we stopped at McDonald's on the way up for breakfast because we were running a little bit late. a bit bad. But you've got a YouTuber look like I have.
Yeah.
Aren't they awesome?
They are really cool.
What do you put in yours?
Oh, it depends. If I want something sweet for breakfast, I'll do a bit of almond milk, frozen banana, some strawberries, an apple, some kale.
Kitchen.
But if it's for lunch or something like that, I'll put kale, spinach, avocado.
You see, there's some funny faces in the background that you can't see. They're going, that sounds mingling. But I guarantee, because it's 50% of the greens and 50% of the fruits, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's healthtastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
so
pretty good.
If there's anybody listening right now, your age group especially, what would be your top 3 tips on managing weight loss? Not in a fatty way or a stupid crash diet but way, but a more long-term scale.
Well, the main tip I would say is don't rush it. Don't do a crash diet. Don't starve yourself, because as soon as you come off of it, you're going to end up putting on the weight twice as quickly. And 2, cut out sugar, because that is one of the worst foods you can do. It does havoc to you. The 3rd thing I would say is, don't just eat healthy, also do exercise too, and ignore people who try and put you down for it and just keep going.
Well, I think we've got some life lessons there, ladies and gents. And this is the other thing I'd say about radio. That is a real heart, a very personal conversation. And that's the... There you go. See, someone has benefited in this room straight away, Charlotte, and that is the power of radio. So, ladies and gents, once again, a round of applause to Charlotte, please.
Youth Radio Rocks.